Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Chandogya Upanishad, presented by Swami Jyotirmayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
एषा मे आत्मा अंतर्हृदये अनीयान् ब्रीहेर वा यवाद वा सर्षपाद वा श्यामाकाद वा श्यामाकद तंडुलाद वा एषा मे आत्मा अंतर्हृदये यायान् पृथिव्या जायान् अंतरिक्षात् यायान् दिवो यायान् एभ्यो लोकेभ्यः. Such is my Atma, abiding in the depths of the heart. It is smaller than a grain of paddy, than a barley cord, than a mustard seed, than a grain of millet, than the kernel of the grain of millet. These are old similes of taking you from small to smaller to smaller. So I'm not going to comment on all those paddy, etc. Implication is smaller than the smallest, anoraniyan. But at the same time, it is greater than the earth, greater than the sky, greater than the heavens, greater than all the lokas. Now, it itself becomes now a big stuff for your meditation. Lead your mind to smaller, smaller, smaller. All permeating, atomic, subtler than atom, and all engrossing, Brahman, enfolding all. But all these words are to be taken in an allegorical way, because there is not a space. When you look at Ganesha's biggest stomach, that's only allegorical. He enforced the entire universe in his stomach, Lambodar. And everyone is Ganesha. Your consciousness. That consciousness enfolds all. You are greater than the world. The world cannot drown you. The sun is greater than all the illuminations on this earth. The illuminations seem to capture the sun. Apparently, the sun seems to struggle in every pot of water. The reality, the sun is above. The reflections cannot capture it. The radiations cannot enfold it. The self in you cannot be captured by the senses, cannot be limited by your mind and its imaginations. It cannot be confined to the activity of your reason or intellect. Therefore, speaking allegorically, if you were to capture a glimpse of the self, all these will be blown away. Your mind will be blown away. Your chitta will be blown away. Therefore, the sannyasis use the words, bhu sannyastammaya. The world of bhurloka is little, alpam. Bhurloka, the world of all imaginations and arts and beauty of literature, etc., that's alpam. The world of intellect and all the immense potentiality of your intellect, alpam. Transcending all is the Satchidananda, the absolute existence, knowledge and bliss. And you are that, not a hair breadth of separation from it. So, I am greater than the earth, greater than the sky, greater than heavens, greater than all the worlds. And don't get too proud. I am smaller than a grain of paddy, smaller than barley cord, smaller than a mustard seed, smaller than a millet, smaller than the tiniest atom. Sarva karma, sarva kama, sarva gandha, sarva rasa, sarvamidam adhyapta, avaki anadara, esha me atma antar hridaye etad brahma, etamitah pretya, abhisambhivita smiti, yasya syad adva na vichikit sasti, itiha smaha shandilya shandilya. All doer, continuing with the meditation on Atma, all doer. In other words, in Brahman, nothing is to be done. All accomplished, he is all full, all fulfilled, all smell. If smell is the interesting point for you, in Brahman, all taste, all permeating. These are actually repetitions of those attributes that we have said before. Without speech means absolute mauna. Without agitation. Such is the Atma abiding in the heart. Having departed from this body, I am going to be united with Brahman. Again, this statement can be misunderstood. Having departed from this body doesn't mean that you wait until you die. Having understood I am not the body, you depart from the body. And as you depart from the body, you are united with Brahman. He who possesses this conviction, this sankalpa, the perfect vision, this is what am I, who is devoid of doubt, a vision that has absolutely no limitation, no restriction, no deviation. Whoever has this clarity of infallible, perfect vision, he is Brahman. Stripped of the world process, has attained liberation. All miseries are shut out forever. Thus declared Sage Shandilya. This was the findings of Sage Shandilya in ancient time.
What is the relationship between the divine plan with respect to a soul and the law of karma that affects the soul?
Law of karma is a relative reality that relates to soul that is not enlightened. Not enlightened soul views life and behind that experiences of pleasure and pain wants to know who is the cause. To that, the scripture tells you are the cause, you created it. And that becomes the basis of study of karma. So all that study is a relative study. All paroksha jnana, all these teachings given in the early stages, they are in the realm of maya. So their reality is not absolute. It's just like you are moving away in the forest from a place. If you are captured or somehow you find yourself in a forest in darkness, and you want to escape that situation, you find two possibilities for you. One is going into deeper darkness, another getting out of darkness towards light. But when you are moving towards light, still you are in darkness. So the study of karma, study of all that is in the realm of maya. Still you are in darkness. So that's not absolute reality. But it is real for the aspirant to understand karma and all its divisions. But as you go higher and chitta shuddhi has taken place, purity of heart, then the mind doesn't work upon what I did in the past and why am I suffering now. Mind simply deals with it. God is so gracious. He has given me trouble, so that purify my heart. Suffering is an opportunity. View it as tapas. So the same person who was interpreting it on the basis of when did I this karma, what was the karma behind it, who is the cause, enormous things. And that all that has a reality in that plane. But now there comes another level, the mind doesn't care. Simple point, God is placing me in every situation. No other explanation needed. And it has always a purpose. Let me always put forth my self-effort and invoke God's grace. But even that becomes transcended. My effort means nothing. The very me in me begins to undergo self-effacement until you have a transcendental view. All this is Brahman. So the angles change as you advance.
Atman is Brahman, the substratum. Is the jiva then to be considered the mind and the ego?
Atman reflecting in mind. Brahman reflects, just like the sun reflecting in a jar of water. So how will you define the reflected sun? From one point of view, it is just nothing. From another point of view, what is the reflected sun, the sun?
That's nice. Thank you, Sanjay.
Pranam Guruva. While answering her question, when Gurudev mentioned, it occurred to me that as you are progressing or whatever, if the attitude changes, sometimes it can happen in the same day also, no, Gurudeva, that when you are in the sattva is high, the feeling comes and then the feeling passes and then you are again caught in the thought.
That's perfectly normal, yes. Same day you can go into all the lokas.
Thank you, Gurudeva.
Swamiji, correct me if I'm wrong. Once departed, not physically, of the body. The doer is Brahman, the sustainer is Brahman, and the destroyer is Brahman. That guide, to continue with what Archana said regarding the karma, karma doesn't care. There's no karma.
That's correct. In other words, don't keep your mind burdened by how things are happening in the world. How are things happening? Mind has to have a clear understanding that even the body is not yours. So your goal is not to stay with the body. But all this again is a progressive movement. The basic point is, as you begin to advance, a sense of being supported by a higher power, the faith within you begins to grow. And that's the powerful symptom, indication of spiritual progress. But even while it is growing, it is like a tree, it shakes. But even while it is shaking, it is getting stronger. Sometimes trees need to shake. When it is profoundly stronger, then you become a bird upon that tree.
But still being a bird.
But then you fly away also.
It.
Yeah.
Thank you, Swamiji.
Even in little things, you go on transcending it. A situation comes that from one angle it seems like it is insulting, you should do something against it. But through your mature mind, you dismiss it and with a different understanding. Any inimical deed done to you, you can look at it from different angles. If your child doing something wrong for you, you have a different sentiment. If a doctor sees a patient, no matter how difficult the disease, doctor doesn't become angry with the patient. The disease is the one that's to be targeted. So you look at the world in that way. I'm bringing too many things. But the idea is always a change in the angle of vision. The moment you have it, you transcend. So transcending goes on.
You're being guided. Brahman is the doer. And therefore you're the instrument of that doing.
Therefore, your urge to do what you should do, how should you act, in the beginning you feel it is ego that is doing it. But as you advance, your ego becomes more and more transparent. And then you just allow the movement to go on spontaneously. Therefore, you avoid regrets. I should have done that, I shouldn't have done that. And with that regret, crowd of regrets. Why that person did it? Why that person did it?
And not be like the donkey, like you say, right? Carrying the anxiety and stress.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Swamiji, in the process of vichar, I've observed the aham vritti, and I'm just noticing, looking back at these meditations, that I have a certain sense of rejection toward the aham vritti. Does that explain why after a meditation like this, the ego is particularly vital?
You have to view it in a little different way, you see. You don't really have a rejection, but you have a preference. And bhakti dominates the mind. And you know bhakti has more security than switching to jnana. The jnana is, no matter how clear you understand, there is always a little doubt on, lingers with it. But in bhakti you love God. And love has a greater ability to be secure and profound. So therefore when the mind sees a subtle change, from moving from enjoying bhakti, I am yours, O God, I am yours, switching to I am you, God, I am you. So from aham vritti, you can hold a little distance with a kind of a humorous understanding. Both are the same thing.
You are the absolute
Brahman. Correct. So the first statement, you are the architect of your destiny, takes so much load away from the mind of the aspirant. Because in the beginning, for all your troubles you have written down in your diary, how many people have troubled you? And how to deal with them? So move away from all the crowd of things. You are responsible. It gives you a tremendous hope and a big grip over a profounder reality.
Thank you.
Okay. And with this, I will conclude. Om Shanti Shanti.